Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the surface of this very planet Earth that Chukwuka Abiam created. On this very day, Monday the 25th day of January, in the year of our Most High Elohim 2021, with the time now standing at precisely 3 minutes past 7 p.m. in the glorious and blessed land of Biafra, I welcome each and every one of you. Above all, I welcome the youths of Nigeria, those of them who are from the Middle Belt, ostensibly, and also our Oduduwa brethren. And as I welcome you, allow me to encourage you to also welcome other people right across this very planet that we inhabit. We are live and we are direct. As I said, today's day is the 25th day of January. The time now is 4 minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are. That is how you know we are live and that we are direct. And as always, heaven, that gave us a message to give to the living, is presiding over our affairs this evening, as he has always done. Today is a very special day. Today is a day of mourning, that is true, because people fell in all innocent civilians. The cowards killed them. They couldn't come to the bush to look for us. They decided to go to the streets of Orlo, killing innocent people. Cowards they are. Cowards they are. They know we are in the bushes, defending our land and our forests and our farmlands. They decided to go into the town. Hope Uzodinma sent them to kill innocent people. But today, we have given them, it's just an appetizer. Well, it's just a mobile appetizer. We'll serve the main course very soon. As I told them, if your brother or your relative is at Obinze and they come out on the streets of Orlo, they will die. It's a very simple promise. And today we kept our promise. Ndiara. We are not going to deviate from our protocol. We must acknowledge all those who are listening all over the world. All of you listening right across the surface of this very planet Earth, be it via IPOB, Community Radio, Radio Biafra app, tuning, just name it, on satellite and also on Facebook. They must know that we are serious. 2021 cannot be like any other year. We promise them we have come to die for what we believe in. Now they understand how serious we are. Hope Uzodinma, I feel sorry for you. Another dead man walking. I will catch Wike Chineke Namaneme. What I will do to Wike Chineke Namaneme. Any ear that hears it will bleed. I swear to God Almighty in heaven. Our Lord can never be any other will be, but I'm telling you, the zoo has fallen. Now they will know. We will hunt their children all over the world, wherever they are. Now they will see madness they have never seen before. Now they will see madness, the real madness. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I lead the largest mass movement on the face of this planet Earth. Determined men and women. Prepared to give up everything in pursuit of what is right before God and before man. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. Chukwuka Abiam said, if you cannot defend this very land, then you have no right to exist. And that is exactly what we are doing. We have come to fight every form of banditry and evil. If you think the army can come to Biafra land again and kill civilians and walk away free, you are dreaming. If they come, they will die. Let us call upon heaven to take its rightful position this very evening. I am going to pray a prayer of David. Because we are nothing without Chukwuka Kikabem Pumihenin Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, that gave us this very mission. The hardest mission in the world is to set Biafra free. The hardest task on this earth. Because most of them are born ingrates. Some of them fathered by Janjaweed during the war, or should I say their parents. Some of them engaged in inglorious pursuit of meaningless wealth. But our job is different. We have been sent by heaven to do that work that the Almighty Himself mandated us to do, which is to set His children free in the center of this very earth, in the blessed land of Biafra, the land of the ancients, the hardest job in the world. We must honor Chukwuka Kikabem Pumihenin in heaven. Do you think we apologize to anybody? Without apologies to any idiot, I will keep doing what I'm doing until I am invited to The Hague. Then I'll ask the whole world where they were in 1966 as 300,000 Biafrans were slaughtered in the north. Where were you between 67 and 70 when over 5 million were slaughtered? Where were you when Akalokarada was beheaded in the north? Where were you all the countless riots and massacres in the damnable Zoological Republic against the children of the Most High Elohim? Where were you people when Obibo was going down, burnt, synagogues destroyed, men and women abducted and sent to the north to be raped? Most of them are still in detention. Where were you? That is what I intend to ask the world. Because this is a year of insanity and a year of madness. This year, we show them what we are made up of. When we say Biafra or death, this year they will understand the meaning of it. We must pray. Because the whole world is listening, and I especially asked Nigerian youths to tune in this very evening or morning or afternoon, depending on where you are, I'm going to pray in English language. We shall praise thee, Nimon Odwanya, Eligwe, Nimon Odwanya, Nanyaga, Bisialanyaga. I will still pray in English. It doesn't matter what will befall us. In good and in bad, we shall praise thee. But we ask you for the safe repose of the souls of those that those cowards murdered in Olu today. A man and a woman. Cowards. We asked them to come into the bushes to look for us. They couldn't come. Instead, they were inside Olo town, as cowardly as they are, looking for civilians to kill. Cowards they are, from Obinze barracks. Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, we shall praise thee forever. It doesn't matter what we are going through. In good and in bad, we shall offer ceaseless adoration of your magnificence and your holiness. You are Lord and you are God. You are not man. You are beyond what man can conceive of thee. That is why, unashamedly, this very evening, we proclaim your greatness before the assembly of the upright and in the congregation of the living. Because your work upon our life is great. Your handiwork is honorable and glorious. It doesn't matter what we are going through, because you are God. We cannot question thee. And your righteousness endureth forever. Look at the things that you have made, the heavens and the earth, the moon, the stars, the ocean, the rivers, the streams, the mountains, all belong to thee. You are full of grace and compassion. And unto thee do we anchor every of our hope, every of our belief that Biafra shall be set free, and that you will also impart knowledge into young people within Nigeria to receive common sense, to absorb this very message this evening, because it is comprehensive and incisive. You have shown us your mercy in the past. You will show us your mercy again. We are not asking for what doesn't belong to us. We are doing precisely that which you mandated us to do. That Biafra may come, that Oduduwa may come, and that every other shackled and enslaved ethnicity in the damnable zoological republic will be set free. That in the end, all of us, Biafrans, Oduduwa, Middle Belt, everybody will come together to give honor and praise unto your holy name for setting us free. Because this very contraption that Britain constructed was designed to kill, to emasculate, and to render asunder. Only with your help and your grace shall your children be set free. That in the end your name will be glorified, adored, honored, and praised now and forevermore, we pray. He say, if you don't have a pen and paper, go and get one. If you don't have, as I will always advise the Alamajiri, go and get your chalk and your slate. We are in for a marathon this evening. What we are going to, or what we hope to achieve after this very marathon broadcast, is a very comprehensive presentation that will lay bare to the understanding of the entirety of humanity the evil that Fulani Janjaweed is impotent for everybody. After this evening, there'll be no doubt. What we have cleverly done, or what we intend to do, is that I will post the relevant links and videos on my page on Facebook. So if you are in doubt that Fulani are playing games with all of you, you will go to my page and go through all I'm about to say this evening. They have brought the Atakia once again, but it's not going to work with us. They have tried to use incumbent politicians to do their bidding, but they have failed. Listen carefully. Get your pen and your paper. Very, very critical. Today will be a landmark broadcast. And you'll remember it forever and ever. After this program this evening, I would like our people who are well versed in these things to translate what I'm about to say into different languages, that people in other parts of the damnable Zoological Republic of Nigeria may be able to follow what we are saying and what we are doing. I want this very program translated into Hausa, into Yoruba, into TV. If Jukun has a separate language, we're also going to do the same for them. To enable people who are dwelling in rural areas to understand our mission, to understand what IPOB is doing. Because there seems to me to be a lot of distortion. Nigerian newspapers do not report the truth. They are not objective. This brown envelope journalism of the very worst kind. What we are about to do this very evening is to outline why we are doing what we are doing. Because they travel to the Janjaweed North, or should I say to the Janjaweed controlled North. They lie to them. Nnamdi Kanu IPOB wants to break up Nigeria, wants to make your life a misery. Tonight we are saying it is a lie. They have been lying to you. They say Nnamdi Kanu is against everybody. He calls you animals, doesn't have regard for you. I am telling you now that your leaders and your elders, they are lying to you. If you're not a Biafran, they are deceiving you. They understand that only through what we are doing will you be set free. As I said a few weeks ago, there are over 200 ethnic minorities, should I say ethnic majorities in the north, because nobody can be a minority in his own home or in the land of his or her ancestors. You cannot be a minority. That is why I don't believe in all this minority gibberish. Listen very carefully to what I have to say to you. IPOB is not against you. Biafra is for your own betterment. And if you have a pen, I want you to write what I'm saying down. In every part of the world, God Almighty in heaven, in his infinite mercy and wisdom, have always chosen one race to carry out any of his blessings, or should I say undertaking, at any point in history. What am I trying to say? When God wanted to develop Southeast Asia, he used Japan. When Elohim wanted to industrialize the world, he used Britain. It was called the industrial first, the agricultural revolution, and then the industrial revolution. When Elohim wanted to educate the world as to the, should I say, niceties or benefits of social media, should I say, the internet and all the rest of it, the virtual world, so to speak, he brought in the U.S. When Chukwuka Abiyama wanted to make mobile phones available to everybody, he brought Nokia. I think that's in Finland. Mass production. When Elohim wanted the cost of goods and services to be reduced drastically, that poor people living in Africa can afford to have a flat screen television, he brought China for mass production. Now listen to me very carefully. The time has come. God Almighty wants to liberate not just Biafra, not just those who are in the zoo, but the whole of Africa. And you know what God has done? He has chosen Biafra to do it. Because without Japan, today China wouldn't be great. The first roaring economy from that part of the world in Southeast Asia was China. Sorry, was Japan. Now, South Korea, Taiwan, all the rest of them, everybody had to emulate, to copy. Do you know the reason why? Because when you go begging from Southeast Asia, today you have Malaysia, you have Indonesia, you have Singapore, everybody is doing fantastically well because they had a Japan to look up to. Follow me very carefully. Jealousy, envy, or hatred doesn't solve this very simple conundrum. It's very simple, but I want you to understand it. That is how God works. When God wanted to liberate South Africa, he brought Nelson Mandela, brought Steve Biko, of course. There are other people that will come along. When God wanted to liberate black people, not just in America, but the whole world to an extent, he went for Martin Luther King Jr. And the person who connived or betrayed Martin Luther King Jr. even slapped him in front of his hotel. I think it was in Memphis. It was a black woman. The fact that you can go to the U.S. today and get a job, the fact that they can go to the U.S. today and, fly even first class in an aircraft, in an aeroplane, is down to the work that Martin Luther King Jr. did, and also Malcolm X and all the rest of them. Of course, I concede to Prophet Elijah Muhammad, they did a very good job as well. Louis Farrakhan, to an extent, did a very good job. So also did, I've forgotten his name. When it comes back to me, I will tell you. They all did fantastically well. That is why you can go to the U.S. and find a very good job. When it comes to Africa, God Almighty in heaven, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, have chosen Biafra. So Biafra can never, ever be against anybody. And let me tell you something. Once Biafra becomes free, everybody becomes free. Those harping on about one Nigeria, or the unsustainability of one Nigeria, are those who are benefiting from it. They are your governors. Remember a few weeks ago, I told you that any time somebody assumes office in Nigeria, if you're telling them about what would benefit the society or our children unborn, they will tell you not under my watch. Go to what Makinde, the governor of Oyo State, said today. Go and read it. Exactly what I told you a few days ago. That is why the most dangerous person in front of you is a politician in Nigeria. Not the old woman in your village or the tree that is over 2,000 years old, no. The destiny destroyers you have, in fact, in the whole of Africa, are politicians. Because they are evil. They are doing the work of Satan. You may not believe me, but ask yourself this very simple question. Which African country is doing very well? Just please explain to me. Is it South Africa? You want to say South Africa? Go there and see what is happening. Or what has been happening since the white people left leadership. Now is the time for us to be free. I want to reiterate under oath, because I am always under oath 24 hours a day. If the oil and gas from Biafra land is your problem, I swear before God Almighty in heaven, on my honor, my life, and that of my family, that I will distribute oil and gas from Biafra land for free to the entire West African subregion. For free! Do you know why? So that their economies can grow as well. We need people to buy our goods and our services. Why do you think America gives grants to people all over the world? Why do you think the EU gives grants? Even China gives grants to everybody. Even Australia. Why? Because poor people cannot buy Range Rover. Do you understand it? They need to help you inadvertently to grow your economy, so you can have the spending power to buy the goods and services that they produce. It is called common sense. It is not stupidity. I can assure each and every component ethnic group in Nigeria today, this evening, all those of you who are listening, all those of you who are watching and listening, that Biafra will not abandon anybody. We want all of you to be free. You all can remember very clearly what happened between 67 and 70, because every time we talk about our eternal leader, the great Dame Chukwuemeka Odumegwu-Ojukwu. Why I am doing this program this evening is not to allow what happened in the past to repeat itself. Ojukwu did not declare Biafra because he wanted to. Ojukwu went to Aburi to negotiate for, what was it called, restructuring. And he succeeded in negotiating for a restructured Nigeria back to regions. Listen very carefully. On the ride from their hotel to the airport, I think it was Ankara, who was the then military junta ruling Ghana. Ojukwu and Gowon were best of friends. Ojukwu said, when we go back to Lagos, I will be the person to nominate Yakubu Gowon as the head of state. I hope all of you are following what I'm saying. Ojukwu never declared Biafra. Britain scuttled it. Because Britain did not want any of you to become developed. They didn't want you to control your own economy. They never wanted you to have a life of your own. They wanted to, you know, this big daddy mentality is us who made you, we created you. You are what you are today because of us. You are nobody. We made you.